Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Noise. This is our Game Week 1 review. With me, as always, are Steve Baker.
Hello, John.
And Wayne Mitchell.
Hello there. Hello there. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, guys. I'll tell a little bit of a lie. I've got a terribly sore back.
Oh, mate. But, what have you been up to?
A bit of groundwork. Bit of landscaping. Bit of putting up a fence this week.
Oh.
And yes, reminded why I should get other people to do it. But anyway, I will soldier on, and you'll hear no more mention of it. How are you two?
You'll get plenty of sympathy from us. Yeah, I'm good, thank you, Jay.
I'm sure. Great.
Apart from my game week performance.
Wasn't it lovely to have the football back this weekend after all the build-up?
Oh, it was marvellous.
So much build-up, wasn't there? And for me, I've been preparing for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then it was great to finally see what happened from all those preparations. So
to finally ejaculate.
Personally, I was pretty happy, but actually, when you look at some of the scores out there, incredible scores. 137 was the best of the week.
Yeah, brings you down to earth a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. What did we say at the end of last season? That if you want to emulate last year's winner, Yusuf, who got, I think, 2,512 points, you needed an average of 66 a week.
66?
So, yeah, so I got 60, so I wasn't unhappy with that as a starting week, but...
Great. Well, I'm in terrific shape then. Give me the trophy now.
I'm not exactly saying that, but compared to some of my weeks of 20 and 30 last season, I'm not too unhappy with that.
Definitely not. You've hit the target for us casuals.
Precisely.
If you can hit 60 every week, you'll probably win at least most of your friends' mini leagues, right?
Yeah. 60 is a good benchmark to aim for.
Yeah. Although the standard in the Fantasy Noise mini league, which we'll come on to in a minute, the standard is quite high.
Certainly a noticeable uptick this season, I think it's fair to say.
How many are there now, Bakes?
We have over 600 in the mini league.
600! Just for the record, we finished last year with about 80. It's a lovely bit of growth, isn't it?
I think so. They're all money-grabbing greedy bastards, I think.
Is that all it's about?
That's all they are.
Not our global reach. Anyway, in a minute we'll go into more detail on the mini-league, courtesy of Baco. We'll review our head-to-head against the average briefly. We'll also mention our zombie teams, which we set up, and we'll also have some trivia. And, of course, we'll review all of our own teams, why we ended up with what we ended up with and how we got on. So, basically, how do we all finish up with our teams, guys? Were there any last-minute changes? Were you pondering? I know I changed my lineup innumerable times in the last few days.
Two horseshit last-minute changes on my behalf.
What did you do?
So, 55 points, OR of 1.9 million.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere on the Friday, in fact, two independent sources, that TAA wasn't going to play and Nathaniel Klein was going to start.
I noticed that. Because in our last show, I was lined up with Robertson. And in the end, you mentioned Trent. And I sort of thought, yeah, probably. And I noticed that he played in the last friendly. And I thought, fuck it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have the extra million. And you went for Klein and then Trent played.
I was absolutely devastated. I really fucked it up. And then my other shocker was Sane. I mean, who thought he wouldn't start?
Yeah.
It was always a thought.
He played Sterling on the left, didn't he?
And then, to fucking cap it all, to stop me getting Wan-Bissaka's 12 points, fucking Sane came on for 3 minutes.
Mega fuckery.
Classic start.
So, yeah, not a great, but still 55 points. I'll take it. All the best people have a poor week and build up into it, don't we?
Well, that's not a bad score. By last season's estimations, that's not a bad score, Baco. 50-something is okay.
Yeah, I'll be delighted to see the back of 1.9 million and never speak of it again.
Yeah, quite
you beat right. The average anyway, mate. You beat the average.
There's only one change for me, Jay. I changed one of my subs, and that was all. I had that dude Kamara in from Fulham, but he's a bit of a bench warmer, so I brought in Danny Ings, I think, the day after he transferred from Liverpool to Southampton. Still not convinced, but yeah, he was on my bench.
I suspect a lot of us did that. Did you see that game? I thought when he came on, he looked pretty good, actually. I thought he linked their forward line together quite nicely. I thought they were a bit unlucky.
That was another thing.
He should have had a penalty too, shouldn't he?
So, yeah, no, Ings played well, and he did really change it up. But on 57 minutes... he took off fucking Cedric Soares.
Oh.
Ditching my clean sheet, but it was good to see Ings.
Yeah, great to see Ings, but I would have liked the cleanie.
Mm. I'll tell you who impressed me in that game, in the Liverpool game, was your little man, what's he called on Twitter? Baby Keith, Nabi Keita. I thought he was cracking, wasn't he? He's not in my side, but he was an absolute cracker.
And link-up play with Robertson on the left. It looks promising, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does, yeah. I was very pleased. I didn't want to take too many gambles, but I'm happy to say that I think, I'm just confirmed, I think all my team all played. Yeah, they did. Yeah, which is, I think that's probably the first time ever that I haven't picked at least one person that didn't feature. Yeah,
what was your score, Jay?
I ended up with 73, which I'm...
OR?
OR, 491K.
Nice.
Yeah. Happy with that. Top 10%.
Yeah, that's great. So I ended up with 60, and that put me at 1.4 million. So it shows you this kind of fine margin. 13 points is worth a million places at this stage of the game.
Yeah, there were a lot of double-digit hauls, weren't they? Mainly in the defence area, would have to be said.
And I think that point you made around the gaps between the places is a good one. So it's not the time to panic. You've got to remember that lots of seasoned, regular top 10k players will also have scored, you know, 60, 70 points.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just be patient and hold off on that. Hold off on those transfers if you can.
Yeah.
It was a very different weekend from what I think we should expect throughout the season. So it was very much the week of the defenders and clean sheets. So there were 8 clean sheets in game week one. So, and I looked at last season. So on average, you would usually expect to get 5.26 clean sheets per game week. So we had considerably more, which is why the defenders scored well. And then if you look at the top scorers, they each had assists as well. So clean sheets and assists, which conspired to give some of the defenders some really good scores. I personally don't think that's going to happen every week. And no, I think there's going to be a whole load of people lumping on some of those defensive players that may not now see the returns in future games.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I was delighted that Mendy started and got two assists, which was great. I thought he looked really good.
Yeah, lots of people had Mendy. We all predicted that he was going to start the season, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
At left back. Luke Shaw as well.
Amazing. I heard, I forget where I heard it now, but I heard somebody saying if he had that exact scenario again 5,000 times, he probably wouldn't score from that again, because the way that ball popped up over the defender and he managed to get around there and flick it with it. I thought he did ever so well to finish it.
An utter miskick.
His first touch was a total fluke, wasn't it?
And he admitted total that miskick. When he was interviewed his first touch was poor.
But it just flukily landed just where he wanted it, effectively. And nice finish, took it well.
But it's interesting, as we stand today,
he's bought himself another week.
Luke Shaw is he's the fourth most transferred in player. So 162,000 managers have transferred him in. I think some of this is a bit wacky, really, because yes, he's had one good game, and people are transferring him in. I think they're making a big mistake.
You say that. I think, though, Mitch, there'd be a lot of people, myself included, who I was on the cusp of starting with. I wanted a United defensive asset. I didn't know which way to go. So I think an awful lot of people were saying, right, well, let's see who actually plays, who actually looks decent. And he's 5 million. He's the cheapest way into their defence. So
yeah, fair enough.
If he is going to get 2, 3, 4 game weeks, then great. Why not lump on?
The only thing I would say about transferring in Shaw at this stage, and absolutely, if you want to root in and you haven't already got one, Luke Shaw is the way to go. But I'm
surely
not entirely,
Ashley Young's only a week or two away.
Yeah, I'm not entirely convinced it's the right time. They've got better fixtures coming up after game week 3. That's probably the time that you're going to bring in a United defender asset if you haven't already got one, I would say.
Who have they got, Baker? Just for people's information.
So they go down to Brighton this weekend, but then they've got Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm not sure they're going to get a cleanie against Spurs. And then they've got a run of Burnley, Watford and Wolves. That's when you start bringing them in.
Burnley and Watford both away, but yeah, good point.
So talk us through your 73 points then, Jay.
Well, I ended up changing quite a lot of things from our pre-season show, as I said I probably would. I took you up on your advice of the rotating 4.5 million keepers.
Nice.
So I ended up going for Foster and Fabianski.
Good combo.
Yeah, and I'll just bring that up for you. Playing those two, starting with Foster, that gives me Brighton at home, Bournemouth at home, Palace at home, Wolves at home, Everton away, Fulham away, and that's the first 6 weeks. So then you've got Arsenal or United in the following week, whichever one I choose. And then I can have Bournemouth, Wolves, Huddersfield, Burnley. The fixtures are pretty good. You've got one week where you're stuck with a top six side. Really good with those two. And I thought Foster looked quite good. Cleaning the opening game.
Yeah.
So that's decent. Happy with that. What else? I ended up going for Naby Keita. That was my sort of my main gamble.
Very nice.
I heard a couple of interviews, people talking about him and what he did last year, and I sort of thought he's worth a punt. He sounds really dangerous. I think he's going to get a lot of assists. The one question mark over him apparently is his temperament. Apparently he was sent off 3 times last year.
He's not as bad as Holobas.
Yeah.
Who I think would have featured in a number of people's teams and they get excited about him, but I think they might be forgetting that he's a fucking mentalist.
Yeah. So that is the one question. But hopefully he'll be on a winning team most weeks and he won't get too upset. What else did I do? Got rid of Jota in favour of Richarlison. So that...
Correct.
That worked out well. Although there is now a yellow injury knock.
He's fine. Concern. Just a knock.
Is that right? Yeah. I was going to ask if you had any info. Okay,
he would never have done the post-match interviews if he'd have had a proper injury.
Okay, great. Cool. And so I also did the slightly unusual thing of... I had Mitrovic, as I mentioned, and I just decided I wasn't going to start him. I was either going to go 3-5-2, which is what I ended up doing, or 4-5-1. I thought either way he's not going to feature, and therefore I'm going to bring in Danny Ings and have a million left, and I didn't spend it, so I've got a million in the bank and I'm going to be flexible.
I'm not going
to make a transfer this week, and I'm going to go into game week 3 with a million in the bank and 2 free transfers.
Do you know, Mitrovic looked as if he had put Sacco and Tompkins under pressure and he looked good. The issue he's got is the rest of his team.
God, yeah. The balls
fucking
in were
shit.
The balls in were really poor, weren't they? Dreadful.
And also, I think that Hennessy played really well.
He did.
He made some great saves from Mitrovic. I don't think Mitrovic connected with some of his shots that well, but Hennessy.
There were a couple of shinners
really
in there, weren't there?
Yeah. A couple of them were straight at Hennessy, weren't they? But I thought he got down low to a couple of good ones. So I think he could have easily had a goal on another day. But
yeah, but he looked dangerous, didn't he? I thought. You know, if you look at the cheap way in.
Yeah, but equally, I think. I haven't looked at the fixtures. I haven't compared Fulham with Southampton's fixtures, I have to say. But I do think that once Ings is match fit, if he keeps playing like that, I'd be surprised if he isn't starting. So they're probably, you know, equivalent assets, if you like, for 1.5 million less. So, or a million less, sorry. Yeah.
Fulham haven't got a bad run, but they've got Burnley and Watford at home in their next two home games, but they've got a few. I think they've got three out of the next four away.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, away, Spurs, away at Spurs.
Brighton and Man City.
Yeah. So that's I think that might have been what tipped the scales for me to get rid of Mitrovic for now.
Yeah.
Aguero was a bit profligate, I thought. He could have done a bit better a couple of times.
Yes. He did miss a few chances, didn't he? Or just at least didn't connect with them as well as you might expect him to.
Mm. Although Cech pulled off a tremendous save when Aguero was through one-on-one. I thought he got down incredibly well.
Lovely, wasn't it?
Having said that, Aguero should have squared it to KDB, who had run half the pitch to get there and was wide open. But it was a good save.
Did you see when Cech nearly kicked it into his own net as well?
Oh, my God.
Yes. That would have been gold.
Petr. I think he's on a shaky peg, Petr.
Yeah.
I don't think he's long in those nets, is he?
No.
Because, well, I suppose it was a hard match to start the campaign with, admittedly. But if Emery wants them to play out the back, I'm not sure if he's got that in his locker. What do you think?
But then same game, did Edison made a cock up as well, didn't he? He virtually just passed it to, I don't know which Arsenal player it was. He was getting cocky and he just passed it out. And unfortunately he saved his shit distribution. I thought in general Man City looked a bit casual.
Need to get out of second gear, did they?
Well, no, they did. That's the thing. They didn't. They didn't look as though they're out of second gear at all.
It's a great start, isn't it? They've given Mahrez a run out. KDB's had a rest. They've still got Sane to come. Gabriel Jesus still to come, although he came off the bench. But the standout player, we'll talk about the defence in a minute, but the standout player was Sterling, really. He was great.
Yeah, he was.
He had a cracking game.
Brilliantly, really did look good.
And he properly put his laces through it as well.
Oh, he did,
like
didn't
a proper footballer, didn't he?
Yeah, where was that at the fucking World Cup? He really struck it nicely, didn't he?
Both Man City goals actually. Bernardo Silva's goal was a fucking peach as well, wasn't it?
It was.
He's hit that, hasn't he? And you know, everyone's looking at Mendy, and Mendy was great, and everyone's looking for a nice cheap way into Man City. But if you'd watched the game, the whole game, you would pick Laporte if you were picking a Man City defender. Laporte was dominant.
Mm.
And also, you know, he had action in the box. He was dangerous at corners. He looked like he was going to win headers. I think Laporte's, if you haven't got a City defender, Laporte's your man.
You think he's in for the long run, or is he?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yep.
He's not a placeholder.
Here first. Definitely.
Definitely.
And you've never got this sort of thing wrong before, so...
Yeah, sure. To point you on the arse.
There you go.
Shall I tell you the other thing I liked about Man City?
Please do.
I really liked their away kit. I like their jazzy socks. Yeah, really
nice. Jazzy socks.
Yeah, I did. I like a new kit.
Maybe you should go and buy that replica kit.
No,
for
I
didn't.
Will it be the full kit, Mitch?
What, and be a full kit wanker walking around hitching in a full Man City kit on a weekend.
Trainers.
I tell you what kit I didn't like, and that was Spurs. I thought Spurs' new away kit, green.
No, I think that's a bad choice. Now, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't
it was a mess.
Yeah, isn't it that green, it doesn't catch your eye, which is why they wear green and purple at Wimbledon, so that the ball boys don't interrupt the play. And I've heard this before, that when you've got a poor coloured kit, you can't pick out your players. So
you mean Wimbledon,
choice.
The tennis tournament, not AFC Wimbledon? Got you.
The Wimbledon, the tennis tournament, yeah.
I really did think it was AFC Wimbledon.
I didn't realise
you changed
sport.
No, I haven't a clue what fucking colour AFC Wimbledon playing. Blue, probably. Blue and yellow.
Not least their ball boys.
Yellow.
I thought Spurs got away with one. They didn't play that well.
They didn't.
Correct.
And Newcastle were unlucky not to get a point out of that.
Kennedy should have put that away.
Fuck me. That was a
right
shit miss, wasn't it? And they hit the woodwork a couple of times as well.
They did, yeah.
How fucking... How close was that goal line technology for the Spurs winner?
9 mil.
9 millimetres?
Yeah. Even Jan Vertonghen had a little bit of a giggler about it afterwards. How close it was.
Yeah. No one even appealed for it to be a goal.
No.
No. We're happy that Keeps has saved that.
Yeah, that's fine. Play on.
I have to say, isn't it lovely, Baker, that Mitch has actually seen these games and we can talk among the three of us?
I genuinely thought that this was the last episode was an aberration, and you just sort of had a boring summer and you'd done some research, but now you've actually watched some football games.
I've watched Match of the Day 1 and 2.
My God.
Amazing. In full.
And do you think it's something that you can keep up throughout the season?
I'm going to have to find my opportunities to watch it.
Don't we all? We're all family men. You've obviously got more luxury holidays than most to factor in. We'll let you off those weeks, but...
Yeah. In fact, next week and the week after. So, unfortunately, listeners, it's going to be Baker and John on their own in the next couple of weeks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
First you've told us about it.
Are you not coming? Are you not even joining us from your luxury holiday?
No, God, no.
Where are you going this time, mate? Skegness?
If you think my Wi-Fi in the southeast region is bad, the Wi-Fi in the Tuscan Hills is likely to be even worse. Anyway, should we get back to some football?
Shame you couldn't have timed your luxury holiday for the international break, but never mind. bit small-minded.
Next season.
But, all right.
Yeah. It depends. I'll tell you what, if I finish inside the top 100,000, I might consider when I organise my luxury holidays around international breaks next year.
Okay, cool. Right, shall we have a little look at the Fantasy Football Noise mini-league in closer detail, courtesy of Mr. Steve Baker?
So, under the terms of our legal agreement, I must say that this mini-league update is brought to you in association with switchingenergy.co.uk.
Hang on a minute, what do you mean you must say? This is the first time we've announced it. You should be fucking delirious to announce it. I must say, like it's for the millionth time. Hang on a minute, this is big news. We've got our first ever sponsor.
Come on, Baker. Dear. Once again, we're feeling.
Here we go. Find it. Yeah, take two. Big time energy.
Well, exciting news. This week's mini league update is brought to you in association with switchingenergy.co.uk.
Wow.
Energy switching for retail and business customers. We've got a new fucking sponsor.
That's great, mate. I'm so excited and enthused, as you seem to be. That's terrific.
Do you know that they have bunged an initial £350 in the pot?
Nice.
There's big money now for our 600-plus milli-leaguers.
That's why we've got 600, because we promised them some cash. I even had one fella, I asked him to join, and he said, well, what's the prize? And when I mentioned cash, he's like, oh, yeah, all right, fine, I'll join. Had we not had the cash, he wouldn't have fucking bothered.
There you go.
Money Do you know, we could also increase that 350. So if all our lovely listeners...
How
go
would we do
to switchingenergy.co.uk and switch. They will bung in extra as we go through the season, depending on the number of switches we get.
You know, I had an idea about this, which I haven't put to you yet, but where better to do it than live on air?
Okay.
I can't take credit for it. My brother, Ross Nichols, hello. Actually, even he can't take credit for it, but he passed on to me that a chap that works with him said, why not do a weekly prize, right? So I put this to you. If Mitch can come in front of Stairsy after game week 4, that's £500 into the pot straight away. We've already got £350 from switching energy, so that's £850. If we could get 20 people to switch, right, we would then have another £350. We'd be up to £1,200 in the pot for a 38 game week season.
And bear in mind, for every additional 50 switchers, switchingenergy.co.uk will lob another £100 in the pot.
Beautiful. The window of opportunity is still open for newcomers, so you can get the link on our Twitter bio at @fantasy_noise and join the mini league. The more the merrier. But this week's performance, we've got 22 in the mini league over 100 game week points.
Wow, that's great.
How about that? Top of the tree, 111, Oisin Kim with 50 Shades of Andy Gray.
Nice name.
Lovely.
He's got an OR of 790. And he's still got 12 Wan-Bissaka points on his bench as well.
Nice. I'm interested that he's gone for Andy Gray as opposed to any of the current Premier League players.
Andre Gray, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Maybe Damari Gray.
Correct. Those are the two I was thinking of.
The man whose name sounds like a Farrow & Ball paint colour. Our new colour for this season, this spring, Damari Gray.
Quick mention of the fellas in joint second on 109. James Blythe with What the Fuck. And Gareth Outon with Gilfie as Charged. Nice name.
I like that. Yeah, good. Very good.
Just a point of order, people in the mini league. We've got three Mitch impersonators.
Mm-hmm.
One has even taken last year's name, Minchin Town. You're clearly trying to rig the Stairsy versus Mitch first four game week competition.
Understandable.
Listen, they are absolutely nothing to do with me at all. I think it's money-grabbing bastards in the league thinking, if we can try and obscure this and do better than my actual team, then we'll extract the money out of Stairsy. Or it could be, given all of my research, you know, what's it? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. So maybe just people, you know, they want to emulate my forecast performance of the season. Cheat.
That's it.
To be fair, I think it's about the money, mate.
All right. Okay. I really hope that it's three of Stairsy's best mates just hoping to piss him off.
It's just Stairsy. He's set up a fucking raft of email addresses, hasn't he?
Could easily be him.
He claims it's not.
Oh, by the way, we've got three Victor Moses Lawn. Now, I know you know that that's JB's favourite team name.
My favourite.
But quit already, will you? Remember, you can change your team name throughout the season, and I'll read out the best ones every week.
There's another one that I spotted. I don't know if you've seen this one. Another team name in our mini league, and it's Murder on Zidane's Floor.
Very good. I like that.
Really good. My favourite this week was Who Let the Dogs Out.
Nice. I can't, Watkins, unfortunately, give the credit to the Zidane's Floor one, but we have to find out who that is and give them the credit next week.
And there you go. That's our mini league update brought to you by switchingenergy.co.uk.
I note, Baco, that in our mini league, there are 600 plus members and there are people from all around the world with some quite difficult to pronounce names. I note that you haven't picked out any of those to tell us about during your mini league update.
There's a couple, more than a couple in Arabic, and I will endeavour to translate them, and if they're funny, I'll read them out.
How is your Arabic?
It's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Pretty good, thanks. Tip top.
I was expecting rudimentary at best, but pretty good is, well, great. I look forward to that.
You've got to back yourself, haven't you? So listen, last word on the mini league and on the sponsorship to the listeners. It's in your hands. We could, if we get this money in, we could end up with a cash prize. Like, if we could get it to 20 quid a week, wouldn't that be nice? Every single week we'd announce a new winner. Could be anyone. So even if you're down and out at the end of the season, you could still pick up 20 quid a week. But we've got to get these switches. So let's do that. And hopefully Mitch can deliver on his part as well. And it'll become a reality.
Yeah.
I have to say, for legal reasons, I'm obliged to tell listeners in sanctions countries that we're not allowed to use your currency. Just for legal reasons there.
Just for legal reasons. Hey, Mitch, have you found out yet where you are against His Royal Highness Sir James Stairs?
I am below him.
Right, Mitch, come on.
He got 71, I got 60. So I'm now 11 points in the hole, which means I've got to get myself 36 points. Well, 37, in fact, to get ahead of him.
For anyone that didn't hear week one, the bet is Mitch has got to be 25 points ahead of the show's number one fan, James Stairs.
By game week
four.
If you
can do that, Stairsy will put 500 quid in the pot. So
still highly possible. I mean, look at some of the results from this weekend. I'm sticking with what I've got. I'm not going to go crazy.
Mathematically possible.
Play a wild card. Carry on.
No, I'm not playing my wild card.
Triple captain.
Yeah. No. Do it for the greater good, Mitch.
Triple captain Sterling at home against Huddersfield. It's a fucking goal fest.
Yes. Do it.
No. I'm saving my triple captain to double game week, you clowns.
I don't think the bet stipulated that you weren't allowed to play any chips.
Correct.
Yeah, but I still have my rest of the season to think about.
If it was me, I would do that for the greater good, wouldn't you, Becco?
I would definitely do it. I tell you what, if you do that, I will let you play your zombie team as if it's your actual team. After game week four.
Ooh. Ooh. Now, there you go. Okay. There you go.
Right. What's a little think, Mitch?
What's to think about?
Okay.
What's a super offer. Lovely. I'm sure Stairsy won't mind.
Yeah. No, okay, fine.
No. Absolutely minted.
Okay, yeah.
Check his contract.
I accept the challenge.
Great. So who's the triple captaincy going on, Mitch?
Aguero.
No!
Why not?
We can talk about that. Talk about it in part two when we look ahead to game week 2.
All right.
Okay.
Let's talk about that after the break.
Should we cover off our new feature, which is bankers and wankers, and how well we did on selecting them last week?
If we must.
Let's do it, because I won.
If we must. You did.
So I went Salah for my banker. Tick. Not great, but I'll take 8 points. He was most people's captain. And my wanker was Lukaku.
1 point.
In 1 point. Shit.
23 minutes played. Rubbish.
Yep.
And he missed the sitter.
I thought Mahrez would be a home banker. 1 point. Subbed on 59. And I tipped Sterling to be shit, and he obviously scored a lovely goal. 7 points. Anyway.
Did get a yellow card, though, wanker.
Yeah.
And I went for, my banker was Josh King. I should have gone for Callum Wilson, shouldn't I? Yeah
even with
points.
A missed pen. Yeah.
And my wanker did pay off. I went for Arnautovic, who was, I think, selected by, 26% of managers. He only got 2 points and played 66 minutes. So he only just got those 2 points as well.
Yeah. Are we going to somehow keep a track of this? Are we going to log a table?
I'll put it in a table. I've got a Google Sheet. I'll do that.
Yeah. So I think we can call this 2 points for Baker because he got both right. One for you, Mitch. None for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fine.
I like the sound of this.
Great. Why not? Let's keep a tally going. Shall we dish out some trivia before we go into the halftime break?
Yeah. Let's do that. So as we all know...
Got something up your sleeve this week, Mitch?
I have got something up my sleeve. As we all know, it was the week of the defenders. So just to reiterate some of the scores, Mendy with 15, Holobas 13, Wan-Bissaka 12. Yeah, the list goes on. Lots of double figures in the defenders. But my trivia this week is, who are the top three goal-scoring defenders in Premier League history? And I'll give you their numbers. First, second and third place have 46, 41 and 38 goals. Top scoring 46. Premier League defenders.
I'll cross Schlupp off my list then.
I can tell you this, it's not Schlupp.
Cool. Lovely stuff. Great, good question. That's certainly a head-scratcher. And we will come to the answers at the end of part two. See you after the break.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. We're going to go into now look ahead at game week 2. Look ahead and see if there's any players that caught our eye in week 1. Maybe we're thinking of bringing in. Any changes? Any recommendations for people who are thinking about making some changes?
I've got some people on my list who scored well and played well that I'm not going to pick, or that not ready to pick, or unproven. Mm. Do you want me to read them out?
I'm guessing your man Neves is on that list.
He's actually top of my list.
Top of the list.
He flatters to deceive, I'm Does afraid. He? And Wolves' run is not good. It's not the right time to bring him in. Let's see him not playing against 10 men for most of the game. Let's see him.
Tell you what, he can strike a free kick though, can't he?
Yeah, he can strike a free kick, but yeah, Pickford took a step the wrong way there, didn't he?
That's fair. Yeah, he did. He did. What about your mate Jimenez? He looked handy too.
Not on my list.
Not on your list. So is that because he didn't catch your eye, or because you think he is ripe to bring in now?
No. You can be on my list if you're coming in or you're not coming in. He just didn't catch my eye. Why did he catch your eye, Jay?
I thought he looked a real threat. I thought he linked up ever so well with Neves and Jota. I thought he was good. But
two away matches at Leicester and Hammers, and then home against Man City.
City in between.
It's not the time to bring in Wolves assets.
So game week 5, they're home to Burnley, but then it's away at United. So you're thinking game week 7, home to Saints, followed by a trip to Palace, home to Watford, away to Brighton, that little run of four games there.
See how they do after game week 6 and then take stock.
It's a very patient, measured, almost mature approach, Steve. I like it.
You wait until I tell you what I've done.
Go on.
I was kind of expecting the outcome to not be any of those words, but go on. What have you done?
I've played my fucking wild card.
No.
Stop it.
I have.
You haven't.
Kidding. That's what I would do.
I couldn't bear the mistake of Klein. I couldn't bear having Sané in my side any longer. And I got to a minus eight and thought, do you know what? I can do some serious work with this.
Oh
wow.
And I just pressed it. So I'm happy with Pickford and Begovic combo. But I've brought in Robertson. I've brought in Laporte.
Oh my god.
Loving my defence now. I've brought in Sterling. I've brought in Richarlison.
I'll tell you what you've done, Baco. You've panicked. That's what you've done.
You have. You've panicked. This is.
But I was sober.
This is a carbon copy of the chat that me and you, Steve, had a chat with Wayne circa week 3 last year, and you trumped him.
But wow. I made too many mistakes. I have to take action.
So what, have you prepared poorly, do you think?
No, I prepared well. I just had a funny 5 minutes on the Friday. And it would have taken me too many hits to get out of my mistake. And I would have been chasing the game all season. I feel great. I feel emancipated. Now that I've played it.
Well, I think you've made some mistakes there, you see.
Yeah, you felt emancipated last Friday.
I can change it. It doesn't need to be done until 11:30 on Saturday morning. Well, okay, what have I done wrong?
Well,
You confirmed your wild card. You can't unconfirm it, can you?
No, free transfers all week.
Yes, but what I'm saying is you've now played your wild card. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And I think that's a key mistake to start off with, because you've now only got 1 week's evidence on which to base your transfer. So all of it's guesswork. So let me start with number one, Richarlison. So he scored 2 goals, and he's quite good value based on 1 week's evidence. But when you actually saw the game, the first goal was really scrappy. It was just pure luck. It wasn't down
complete
to him.
Scramble.
So, yeah, second goal, fair enough, a bit of... individual skill and quality. I'll give him that. So he's scored a goal, but that doesn't mean...
All I care, as I said in the pre-season, is I need Everton assets. This is a great run of games for them. I just don't know who's going to start in midfield. I now know he's going to start Richarlison.
But come on, Baco. That was poor preparation. Richarlison was 50 million quid. They were never not going to play him, were they?
Of course not.
Okay.
So anyway, so there's that. Who else you got? Laporte. Now, Laporte he had a good game against Arsenal. Last season, I had him in my side for a while last season. He was fairly average.
I think he'd be one of the last defenders I would choose, but we'll see.
Yeah. Who else are you thinking of?
I've got Sterling.
Which we said we'd never go for. I thought we all agreed. Carry on.
Fair enough.
Thought there was some solidarity.
Based on one goal, fine. Carry on.
I brought in Robertson, as I said earlier. That partnership with Baby Keith is going to be great.
I can't believe you've kept this quiet until this is genuinely complete news to myself and Wayne. I can't believe you've kept it quiet.
Go on,
until
who else, Baco?
The second half.
And
show.
How about Kante's more advanced position?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a great 5 million option, or 5.1 million now, because I made 100,000 on the transfer. Thank you. So there you go. I've done it.
Wow. Incredible.
That is incroyable indeed.
Oh, and I fixed the King versus Wilson shit.
But,
which gave me another half
week,
a million.
But next week it could be King and not Wilson.
To be fair, King did play quite well. I might switch back.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say it, but I think we have a new Wayne Mitchell. His name is Steve Baker.
We'll see.
We will see. Wow. But yeah, my honestly, God, you've got to get to January with this side now.
It's fine. I'm going to save my transfers now. I've got a great side. I can do doubles.
You're going to get injuries.
With your save transfer.
Suspensions. Champions League rotations.
You've panicked, Baker. That's what you've done. You've gone and panicked.
This is absolutely shocking.
You're playing like a true casual.
Or child.
This is not what our listeners want. They don't want to listen to a child casual doing this sort of thing.
I'm going to say you've devalued this show.
Yeah. Massively. What we
I'm
stand
sorry,
for.
I can't contain it any longer. There it is.
You've made us all look amateur, is what you've done.
No, he hasn't. He's just made himself look amateur.
Shall I tell you about my changes?
Please do, yeah.
I've finished. That's it. Complete. There are none. No changes. Yes.
Oh, he's saving that transfer. Good boy.
Well, see. Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing to say. I'm also
happy to note that my squad value has gone up by 0.3 after week one.
Very nice.
Yeah, 0.5 for me.
Yeah, I think this game week was a complete outlier, and I think we just need a bit of patience. And if you see players like Richarlison, Neves, with a bit of form, then yeah, maybe we'll trade them in and out. But for now, I'm going to let it ride. 60 points week one is not bad. Jay's, what was it, 73? Not bad at all.
Are you going to bring Wan-Bissaka off your benches for the home game against Liverpool?
Certainly not.
No, I'm not. I'm putting all of my Crystal Palace assets on the bench.
I'm just pleased that he's starting and he's playing well. You know, I see it as a bonus that he got 12 points. You know, obviously I would like him to have been in my team and to have got those points, but the fact that he's starting and he's playing well, that's great. That means he's a £4 million asset that's going to keep starting. So, yeah.
You're not tempted by Chelsea's run of games and bringing in Kante?
I've got Kante in my draft fantasy side, as it goes, where you get a lot more points for...
No need to panic.
Defensive, midfield... performances. Yeah, but I thought that he sort of seemed to dovetail quite nicely with Jorginho. The two of them, one of them bombed on, one of them covered, and vice versa. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily a more advanced role, per se, but there were more advanced moments. Maybe at 5 million he is, but he's not gonna score you that many goals, I don't think, mate. But we'll see. Good luck to you. I really hope you prove us wrong and it turns out to be a masterstroke. But that just sounds like panic button. Week one wildcard. I've never heard anything so crazy in all my life. Anyway. Right. So,
and when you say January for my next wild card, I'm probably not going to play it until some of the double game weeks later, like game week 34 or something. I've now got 33 game weeks to wait for my wild card.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right. So you said you had a list of players who people will be thinking about bringing in.
Yeah, Pogba.
Tell us the pros and cons.
Yeah, no for me.
Right.
Yeah, because? I think he could still go in the window. He's clearly not getting on with Marino.
So he could still go in the window, what do you mean?
He can still go to Europe.
Oh, right, I see.
He can still get sold. I'm not convinced. I would need to wait until the closure of the European window to bring in Pogba.
Okay.
Wan-Bissaka, obviously, most of us have already got him. But if you haven't, 4 million, come on. 4.1 million.
Yeah.
Pereira flatters the deceive, that boy. Sure, he's got the skill, but now, if he keeps doing it, maybe wait for some good Watford fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Schlupp, nah. I do like his
out of position. He scored a goal. I think he's definitely one to watch. He scored a goal in one of their last pre-season friendlies as well. Gets well forward.
And of course, a defender in the game, but doesn't play in defence.
Yep, nice option.
Mendy, obviously, I've mentioned him before.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be a regular starter, certainly for the first few weeks.
Yep.
Luke Shaw, not for me.
No.
As I said, wait a bit longer until you bring in United defensive assets. And then the last one on my list was Kante, who's a tick for me. I've seen enough.
All right. Cool. Mitchell, you're carrying your free transfer over.
I am. I don't know quite what I want to do with it yet. Depends on what happens this weekend. But a few players that I have got my eye on. If I was looking for a little bit of a cheapy bench warmer, I quite like the look of Cyrus Christie at Fulham. He looked like a handy player over the weekend. So it'll be interesting to see what he does in the next week. I did like the look of Neves, and I think Wolves look industrious and tidy. So it might be a way of
couldn't
me...
beat 10 men though, could they? Fucking shit. At home.
I think you're being unfair. But,
no, it's an absolutely valid point, but they did dig in and they looked like they can be quite creative, but yeah. I think Baker's earlier point about their fixtures is a very valid one.
It is a valid point, yeah. I loved the look of Ryan Fraser at Bournemouth.
He looked really good. He's top of my list as well. He's 5.5, isn't he? Well, probably 5.6 now, I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't looked.
I think Dele Alli looked in good form still. Not sure whether I'd want to spend the money on him, though, but I thought he looked good.
Is he 8?
Don't know, I can't remember off the top of my head.
And
the other two that I quite like from the Friday game...
He's 9. Alli's 9.
Yeah, exactly. He's quite pricey, isn't he? The two from the Friday game I liked were Madison at Leicester. I thought he looked handy.
Hotly tipped, isn't he? There was question marks over whether he was going to start. It's one of the reasons why I dismissed him. But yeah, he does look decent.
Yeah, and although he only came off the bench, yet Vardy, he's such a scrapper, isn't he? And he just seems...
Lovely reaction for his goal, wasn't it? It was a comedy goal.
Yeah, but he's always like that. He's a scrapper, and I think a scrapper is valuable. They always get goals and assists and bonus points. So I think Vardy could be one to watch for a mid-priced second striker.
Leicester were definitely unlucky. They look like a decent side.
Yeah, yeah.
They do.
And United are poor.
Yeah, they didn't look great, did they?
I have to say, though, I think if it's a toss-up for the extra 0.5, I think I'd infinitely rather have Firmino than Vardy myself.
Sure.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I thought this week one of the most transferred in players is Mané. And I don't know whether that's just casuals playing, but I can't imagine what evidence you'd need more than the whole of last season that he's a decent player to then bring him in after game week one. You either want him in or you don't. But yeah, he's great anyway, just because he did well at the weekend. You know, it's either him or Firmino if you're going to have a Liverpool player alongside Salah, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've got baby Keith.
Yeah,
but Mané certainly looked good. His second goal should have been disallowed offside, but no one's going to flag that up. Something worth pointing out, boys, in terms of those of us who are carrying over two free transfers to next week, is that Arsenal's fixtures take a great improvement.
They do.
From game week 3.
Well, I've got Ober in my side, and that's why, because they've got great fixtures coming up
all the way through to game week 10.
Yeah, so just if anyone's not looked at it, Arsenal's fixtures are from game week 3, home to West Ham,
amazing,
away to Cardiff, away to Newcastle, and then home to Everton, home to Watford, away at Fulham, home to Leicester, away at Palace. And then they face Liverpool in week 11. And then they've got Wolves and Bournemouth after that. So, yeah, if they can improve greatly against Chelsea this week, on their performance against City, then maybe worth dipping in that pond.
Definitely.
Fair bit of work for them to do, I would say, however.
I did one of the things I was thinking about is, do I have Ober in from the start? Because Arsenal have got Man City and Chelsea first two games. And, you know, when I was asking people about it, they're saying, yeah, but big players turn up for big games. And so I left him in on that basis. He kind of got pretty much shut out on the weekend, didn't he? But hopefully he'll do better against Chelsea. But they looked in great form, I thought. But then they were only playing Huddersfield.
Anyone fancy Kane against Fulham at home?
I'm happy to watch this space. It's too much money to...
I don't.
You know, with him and Salah, that really, really cuts into your budget. So I, for me, I'm happy to be a bandwagon with that one. Wait for him to start banging them in. Before I jump in, I think.
And Fulham looked tidy, you know. When I heard the result on the weekend...
Especially first half. Yeah,
when I heard the result, I thought, oh, yeah, that's kind of pretty much as I expected. But then when I watched the highlights, they were... great goals from Palace, and I thought Fulham were really tidy, and they were a bit unlucky not to score themselves. So yeah, it wasn't the pushover result I thought I was looking at. When you actually watch the highlights, they looked like a tidy outfit. I thought,
how dangerous is Wolf Saha though?
Yeah, he does look really handy, doesn't he?
£7 million, come on.
Yeah, that's a steal. Come on, that's a steal.
I'm still not convinced. I need to be convinced on him yet.
Really?
Yeah.
What don't you like? Gives 100%.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't like. I'm not convinced. I think I want to see him pull off some great performances against pedigree sides, and then I'll be convinced, I think.
But that's not what you're buying Zaha for.
No, you're buying his performances against non-top six sides, surely.
And Fulham.
But if you're going to keep someone in your side, you need them to score in the big games as well. Surely.
Depends if you're playing three strikers.
Or two. What, so you think in the big games you'd go down to one striker and not play Zaha, you just play your big name?
Yeah.
Completely. Or if you've got, in my case, Aguero as your main striker, maybe you've got King and Zaha, and you can just rotate which of King and Zaha you play depending on the fixtures.
Okay.
Perhaps a dangerous game to play, but if you do that all season, it should be fairly consistent results, but you never know.
Yeah. I suppose I'm saying that because I've gone two premium up top, you see. So I've got Aguero and Aubameyang up top.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm intending to leave them in for every game. I'm going with the big players turn up for big games, so leave them in come what may.
Cool.
Best of luck with that, Mitch.
Yeah, we'll see.
And the very best of luck with your brand new team. In week two, Baco.
Thank you, mate.
Can't tell you how disappointed I am, though.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yes, good. Should we get those trivia answers in, chaps?
Yeah, you want to hear the results?
Yeah. So, giving it a minute's thought.
Options.
Oh, we should have done that. Let me buy you a few moments by reading the question again, which is, in the week of the defender performances, who are the top three defenders in terms of goals scored in the history of the Premiership? So the total number of goals that they've scored as a defender in their tenure in the Premiership. And the numbers of goals are, in first place, 46, second place, 41, in third place, 38. So who are they? Anyone care to take a guess?
JT.
Well done, JB. Yeah, he's in second place, 41 goals for John Terry.
Leighton Baines.
Leighton Baines, close but no cigar, Baco. He's in fifth place, 32 goals. Whew. John?
I'm going to say, I don't think this could be it, but John Arnorisa?
John Arnorisa. I can't even see him. No. In the, where is he? He's 19th place with 21.
Close.
Yeah. So one, I'll give you a little clue. One is a current player. And then one went on to become a manager.
Not Kyle Walker?
Not Kyle Walker, Baco.
John? 46 goals.
46 Current goals. Player. Current player, yep. Played at the World Cup.
Wing back or centre half?
Wing back.
Hmm.
European side at the World Cup. Plays on the left.
Ashley Young.
Correct, Baco. Ashley Young, 46 goals in the Premiership.
Of course.
So third place, 38 goals. Played, if I'm thinking of the right one, I'm pretty sure I am, this could be another Mitch cock-up. Played for the club, then went on to manage the club. Centre-back, I believe. Big unit.
Big David Unsworth.
Correct. Well done, Baco.
Yes. Ah, excellent.
Big Dave.
Well done, Baco. Very nice.
Want to hear a few more names?
Yeah, give us a list.
Ian Marshall in fourth. Baines, you got. Ian Hart in six.
Ian Hart.
Gary Cahill.
United, yeah.
Steve Watson in eighth. Met him on holiday in Tenerife. Very nice fellow.
Give us an idea of these numbers. How many did Hart get?
Ian Hart, 28. Gary Cahill, 27. Steve Watson, 26. Gallas, 25. Julian Dix at 10 with 24.
Huh. Are we on to bankers and wankers, chaps?
We are on to bankers and wankers.
Right.
Shall I open up?
Go for it.
I am thinking, in spite of what I've said about Fulham, I think Spurs are going to do well against Fulham. And I'm thinking either Ali or Ericsson, and I'm going Ericsson. He had a quiet weekend. I think he's going to do well and probably score against Fulham. So he is going to be my banker of the week. And
ballsy.
And my wanker of the week, I've already mentioned him and I'm unconvinced, is Zaha. I personally don't think I've seen enough from him, and I don't think you're going to see anything from him against a resurgent Liverpool defence. And yeah, he's going to be quiet and probably just get appearance points of two.
Granted, the fixture is against him.
That's actually, yeah, that's actually a fair comment, I suppose. Yeah, cool. Okay, I'm going to back my man Aguero. Surely he can open the floodgates against Huddersfield. He's even making me consider not captaining Salah, because I do rate the Palace defence.
You've got a soft spot for Palace, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, I have. I just think that with Sacco in the heart there, they're a decent outfit. I'm not saying Salah's my wanker of the week, but I'm thinking about giving the armband to Aguero. So Aguero's my banker, and I was unsure who to go for, but I'm going to say Arnautovic as my wanker because I was unconvinced.
You fucking hate him, don't you?
No, I don't. But I hope, in a way, I hope that Bournemouth can shut him out. So there you go.
Very nice.
Okay.
And you, Steve?
My banker, look no further than the inevitable massacre of Huddersfield. And my new favourite player, Raheem Sterling, is my banker of the week.
What a turncoat you are.
And my wanker, I think that Luke Shaw will surely get booked and concede three at Brighton.
Nice. Concede three might be a... I could pick you up on that. Brighton, not the best at goal scoring.
They're we'll rubbish, see. Aren't they?
We'll see. All right, guys, excellent. Well, we'll see how they all pan out next week. We look forward to more football at the weekend. And don't forget, listeners, that you can subscribe to us on iTunes and Acast. We are on Twitter at @fantasy_noise. And if you follow us there, you can get all the information that you need for anything else. And if you are in any way inclined to change your energy supplier, please try switchingenergy.co.uk. And let's get this prize kitty beefed up. It could be in all our interests. We'd love to give you a weekly prize. So watch this space. All right, gents, I will speak to you both next Tuesday. Cheers.
Cheers.
Adieu.
Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the You Are The Media Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.